This fall, the Elizabeth Coleman Center for the Advancement of Public Action at Bennington College in Bennington, Vermont, presents public policy forums at CAPA, which I think stands for Coleman Center for Advancement of Public Action. All right. Okay. Got it. This series invites guest speakers from the private and public sectors to address a range of important topics in the current national dialogue, such as gender and race, food, social justice, the environment, health impacts of herbicides and pesticides, foreign policy, and the growing problem of plastic pollution. We are joined by series facilitators, CAPA Director Susan Scarbati and Vermont State Senator Brian Campion. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you both here.
It's great being here. Thank you.
Great to be here.
All right. Now, let's go to Susan first and find out how all this came about.
Well, the Public Policy Forum is a class at what we like to call CAPA. And it initially, you know, CAPA was created as a center because there was the idea that undergraduate students were capable of responding to the urgent problems in the world, doing the research to finding out what, you know, what is the basis for these problems, and then really acting to implement solutions. And so Public Policy Forum, Brian Campion, our Vermont State Senator, and he's the director of our public policy program. And we, in conversations in the last 2 years, decided that a class called the Public Policy Forum, where we invited guests who really were dealing with the really serious urgent problems right now, could speak with students and our local community, which is unusual that we're combining, opening it up to our local community along with students in the classroom to have these discussions about what we think are really important topics.
You've had two already,
mm-hmm.
and there are, five more to go.
That's right.
For the rest of the program. So we'll get into the rest of what you'll be talking about. Brian, when we say that these conversations are facilitated by you and by Susan, how does that work?
So Susan and I go, we share the responsibility of interviewing people and bringing our policymakers from either Montpelier, sometimes from this area, from Washington, D.C., to the college, and we facilitate the conversations very much like an interview, and we try to incorporate the audience as much as possible. As you may have noticed, you know, last week we had former Speaker of the House Shap Smith with us to talk about powers and limitations of state government today in this sort of this divisive area, this divisive time that we're experiencing. And again, Shap and I have worked together because I was in the House with Shap for a number of years. So we went back and forth talking about experiences around gay marriage, experiences around universal health care, working with the federal government. And then we brought it right to the audience. So both students as well as community members have an opportunity to ask questions and learn.
And when it comes, Susan, to those duties as facilitator, I mean, yes, it's interviewing, it's also but bringing in the community and having a lot of their concerns and questions answered.
Absolutely. And I also come from a conflict resolution background. Professional mediator. So I'm very dedicated to promoting dialogue among very diverse views. And I think that's so important right now. In this particular historical period. So part of our facilitating conversations is really wanting to give everyone a voice. We have international students, we have people from all over the world. We have very diverse views at Bennington and also in our local community. So it's a real chance for people to really have a dialogue about some of these issues.
Do we make conflict resolution, and I use that in the broadest sense, but do we make conflict resolution harder than it needs to be?
You know, that's a very, very interesting question. A lot of people see conflict as a negative, whereas conflict is something that is natural. It's part of, it's always an opportunity for growth. We all face conflict every day in our lives, so this is not something unusual. The question is, how do we approach it? And so once you understand, and I really encourage this with students, that it's not something negative to be avoided, but an opportunity to really get to understand other people. And when you can define your own interests, then you can have empathy for other people's diverse interests. And that's when the dialogue really happens.
I want to get into the remaining programs, but before we do, let me just ask you the question of over the last two forums, the first two forums that you've had, can you give us an example of a time where your work as working in conflict resolution helped sort of either diffuse or to further discussion perhaps more than it would have otherwise?
You know, I can't think of a specific because I feel like
from you trained them well.
Well, I feel like from the very beginning we've set a tone.
Right.
That this is a space
open discussion.
That's right. Where other times, you know, people kind of come ready for a fight, and I feel like we, you know, intentionally set a tone for dialogue. And so it doesn't mean that people won't disagree or have different views on a subject, but they understand that if they're going to be coming into CAPA, they're going to participate in a way that's a civil conversation that's really about trying to have more of a deeper understanding of what the issues are.
So let's go through some of these, and both of you can chime in and tell me a little bit about the programs and who will be a part of these. The next one is this coming Thursday, September 20th. All of these events, by the way, are free. They're open to the public, and they're on the campus at Bennington College at 7 p.m. And all you have to do is go to bennington.edu, and you can find out more, which I'll give you all that information at the end of the segment. But the next one is on gender and race in America. You have three guests. Tell us a little bit about the program.
You know, this is a subject that is, you know, people are very passionate about right now, particularly our undergraduates. It's a very complex topic and covers a lot of different areas. I think I'll turn it over to Brian to just say a little bit about the three guests, since he was instrumental in kind of bringing them to us. We're particularly interested because there's so many different areas that you could focus on in gender and race, particularly in the area of legislation, the courts, public policy. Like, what can be done? What are the issues and what can be done right now? And I think that the three people we've brought in can reflect on that. So I'll just turn to Brian to say a little bit about the three different people.
Sure. We have Jay Diaz, who represents the ACLU of Vermont, Barbara Rachelson, who is a Vermont state representative from the Burlington area and serves on House Judiciary, and then Keisha Rahm, a former state representative who ran a couple years ago for lieutenant governor. And like Susan said, one of the things we try to do at the end of each of these discussions is ask our guests to share with students what sort of actions should they be taking right now. If they want to make a change, would our guests share some examples of actual things on the ground? And so this will be an interesting conversation because, you know, we'll be talking about public policy ideas statewide that can help with some of these issues, also nationwide. But if you're a student or a community member sitting in an audience, how can you interact with your legislators, with other policymakers to help, you know, bring change?
For you as a state senator, I would think that this is about as in the trenches as you can get, right? I mean, you have to come out of this with a lot of information, not only about your constituents, but about these issues in general.
It's incredibly interesting. And Susan, you know, she started this program 3 years ago, recognizing the need that, you know, we're down in Bennington, Montpelier's, you know, 2.5 hours away. Yeah. Is there a way to start to let people in Bennington know more about the policies that are happening in Montpelier and let policymakers hear directly from the people in Bennington? So it started in this really incredible way, and then Susan decided to formalize it 2 years ago. And you're absolutely right. One of the big things that's coming up is, you know, looking at herbicides and pesticides, and we've been dealing with clean water issues in Bennington, whether it's been PFOA or agricultural runoff, and so how can people again learn from policymakers what's the best policy and how are these issues impacting local residents so they can share their experiences with folks?
Yeah,
and again, I mean, when it comes to that event is Thursday, October 4th, that talk, the environmental and health impacts of herbicides and pesticides. And that's something that very much is in your community. And I assume all of these issues are, but the degree to which varies, I assume.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I think that's really interesting now, because we live in a global culture, is what is this relationship between what's local, what's national, and what's international or global? And I think that, you know, sometimes we tend to separate those things. And, of course, they do have certain complexities within each area that you're looking at. But nowadays, you know, if you're talking about, for instance, the topic of immigration, you're talking about local issues that are going on, but you're also talking about national issues and you're talking about international issues. And I think it's very valuable for students to understand what these connections are.
Let me just add, I'm asking this question just out of curiosity, not to make trouble, I promise. Mm-hmm. So on Thursday, October 11th, you're having a discussion, a forum on the Trump administration's foreign policy priorities. I know some of the people who are participating, I don't know all. Did you find somebody who is on the side of the administration as far as these priorities and what they're and how they're moving forward?
I think in general, everybody that we've had so far, and I think this is a good example, will share both sides. I mean, a real balance there. And I think each are being brought in to assess and, you know, positive or negative.
Absolutely. I think it's the complexity that's the most important to try to understand, because all these topics have enormous different aspects to them. And yes, finally, you can have an opinion politically about where you stand or who you might want to support. But that more than anything, I think we have to understand actually what the issues are. And they're very, very complicated.
And the how do I say this? So it seems to me that is through that complication, though, that often, at least on a foreign policy of a national level in foreign policy, that perhaps they're not made out to be as complex as they really are.
I agree. I think that's one of the things why I think an education is so important. You know, I think what we're doing at CAPA is so important for democratic institutions, you know, again, locally, nationally, and internationally,
right?
Because in order to promote that, you need to understand a lot of what's part of it and not reduce it to very simplistic, you know, phrases.
I want to, we only have about a minute and a half. Okay. I want to get, have time to remind folks that on Thursday, October 18th, our own Judith Enck.
Yes.
I mean, she's yours
too
now.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
We are so excited about
ours,
that.
She's yours.
Exactly.
She's everybody's.
She's
our regular panelist, but former EPA regional administrator Judith Enck will be, and she's on your faculty now.
Absolutely. Yeah. We could not be more thrilled and excited to have Judith Enck on the faculty at Bennington College and at CAPA. I mean, she already has tremendous number of students who signed up for her class on plastics pollution. They are so committed to this topic. She's, you know, an absolute expert in this area and is a phenomenal teacher and just sharer of information. So we're so excited to see the possibilities.
And as the state starts to look at some of these issues, this legislative session, whether it's plastic bags or straws, it's going to be a tremendous opportunity to partner with Judith on these things.
That is Thursday, October 18th, turning our oceans into landfills, the growing problem of plastic pollution, and Judith Enck, the speaker for that public policy forum at CAPA. All of these taking place at the CAPA Symposium, 7 p.m., Bennington College. They're every Thursday between now and Thursday, October 18th. You can find out more by going to bennington.edu. They're all free. They're open to the public. They hope you come and open up your mind and learn a little bit along the way.
It's a quick drive from Albany.
It sure is. And from most places in our region, actually. It's bennington.edu, public policy forums at CAPA. And again, the next one is this coming Thursday on gender and race in America. CAPA Director Susan Scarbotti and Vermont State Senator Brian Campion, I thank you so much for sharing with us. Best of luck and have thank you for doing the great work in the community.
Really
thank you for having us.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.